This podcast is sponsored by The Ultimate Frame by Andrew M. Semple. Dive into a gripping thriller that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Discover it now at book-author.com.
Corporate greed versus ethical supply chain practices. What consumers need to know. Explore the clash between corporate greed and ethical supply chains and learn how your choices can influence fair labor and sustainability today. Corporate greed versus ethical supply chain practices. What's really going on? You ever stop and think about where all the stuff you buy actually comes from? I mean, we live in a world where getting a product is as easy as clicking a button or walking into a store. But behind the scenes, there's often a complicated story involving corporate decisions, ethical questions, and sometimes blatant greed. Let me walk you through this. Corporate greed and ethical supply chain practices are kind of like two opposing forces battling it out in the business world. On one hand, you have companies driven by profit margins, shareholders' demands, and the pressure to dominate markets. On the other hand, there's this growing push for companies to act responsibly, ensuring fair wages, sustainable sourcing, and transparency for consumers. So, why does this matter? Let's take a simple product, say a t-shirt. Many big brands outsource manufacturing to countries where labor is cheap. That might sound like a smart move for the company's bottom line. But in reality, it sometimes means workers are underpaid, exposed to unsafe conditions, and have very little say in how things are run. That's corporate greed playing out through unethical supply chains. But here's where it gets interesting. Not all companies are the bad guys. More and more brands are choosing to invest in ethical supply chains. They want to make sure their products aren't just cheap, but also responsible. This might involve paying fair wages, using eco-friendly materials, or being transparent about where their stuff comes from. Transparency. Ethical companies often let consumers know exactly where their products are made and what goes into them. Fair labor practices. No sweatshops, fair wages, reasonable hours. Environmental responsibility. Using sustainable materials and reducing waste. The challenge? Ethical supply chain practices usually cost more, which puts pressure back on companies who want to keep prices low and profits high. This is why you still see a lot of corporate greed in action. It's a tough balance to strike. Now, bring those government conspiracy theories into the mix and you can see why some people are suspicious about big corporations and how they interact with regulators. However, you gotta be careful. Sometimes there are untrue allegations circulating just to stir the pot, especially when it comes to industries like pharma and healthcare. Speaking of which, pharmaceutical profits are often at the center of heated debates about corporate greed versus social responsibility. Here's the silver lining. As consumers, we have more power than ever to demand ethical behavior. Social media exposes companies, and ethical sourcing has become a selling point. If you care about this stuff, the best way to make an impact is by supporting brands that put people and planet before profits. And if you're someone who enjoys stories that challenge the status quo and make you think twice about the world we live in, I've got a recommendation for you. Check out The Ultimate Frame by Andrew M. Semple. It's a thrilling novel that weaves together suspense, corporate intrigue, and the kind of ethical questions we're talking about right now. Discover this captivating book today and see how fiction can shed light on real-world issues surrounding corporate greed and ethical responsibilities. You won't just be entertained. You'll come away with a fresh perspective on how these battles shape our lives. At the end of the day, it's not just about pointing fingers. It's about understanding the forces at play, learning how to navigate them as consumers, and pushing for a future where companies do better, not just for their bottom line, but for all of us. Thanks for listening, and hey, next time you shop, maybe think twice about who made that product and how. Because the more of us care, the harder it is for corporate greed to win.